And he was just saying, what's the matter with the public? You know, that they can't see that there is a problem here. So we have many people in the area that are against this. As a matter of fact, in yesterday's newspaper, two letters to the editor address the same situation. One of them was written by Mr. McLaughlin, who is one of the scientists, you know, who's a member of the scientists against the Utah Scientists Against Fluoridation. That's the name of their group. So, you know, the proponents give us so many lists of people that are for fluoride, but you know, there's also a big list against fluoride. Chris Chapman, a Nuka chiropractor, is against it. I bet you if you went into almost any chiropractor, they'd be against it.
There's several dentists that sound like they're against
Dennis
it.
Mark Flack is against it. Lots of things going on. So you need to seek these people out, give them the support. And next week, May 20th, there's going to be a rally at the Wellness Center. You need to go to that. That's going to start at 9:45. So jump over to there and let's rally around these people and get the information out to the public and educate our neighbors. On to the phone line.
Dee, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Got just kind of heard about a neighbor who's she's pregnant, and I'm just wondering in her condition just what might be helpful for her. But it's a viral infection in the spine. She's pregnant, and it moved into the amniotic fluid. What kind of viral, I don't know, but I just kind of get some ideas that maybe be able to pass on to her or not, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I'm kind of like to hear if you discuss right now.
Okay, Dee, thanks for your call.
Okay,
we'll talk about
you.
It.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. That's a tricky thing, and I don't know what the medical profession is going to do about a viral infection in the spine. Mm-hmm. That's very difficult to deal with.
It is, and I just wonder how it was caused, if it was doctor-induced or with IVs or what was going on.
I'm not sure, but the main thing is now is what we're going to do about it.
Right.
What we have to do is take a herb that is specific for the spine, and the most specific herb for the spine is skullcap. So we would start with skullcap, and then we would add to that herbs that would stimulate the immune system and also be antiviral. And so the best herb I can think of there is golden seal.
Mm-hmm.
And then garlic. And so I would use lots of garlic, definitely. Lots of garlic. Nothing in garlic is going to hurt the fetus. Golden seal, I don't think there's anything there that's going to really hurt the fetus in small amounts. In large amounts, I don't even think there's anything proven that it's going to, but there's always that concern.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take smaller amounts of golden seal and skullcap and then large doses of garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Christopher's anti-plague formula would be a real good one to start with.
Mm-hmm.
But any garlic they can get down is exactly how we would treat the condition. And you know, garlic has been shown to be antiviral, antibacterial, but also it stimulates the immune system. And the immune system is really what's going to be your best fight against this viral infection in the spine.
Mm-hmm.
They do have that product at the herb shop that has a combination of those three things called CSR.
Right.
But I wouldn't rely just on that. I'd do the CSR, I'd do the anti-plague, and I would do a heck of a lot of garlic, any way we can get that garlic down.
Put garlic in all the food.
Yeah,
everything.
And then stay away from sugar, white flour, and dairy products, and stay away from things that are going to suppress the immune system, like antibiotics.
Well, vital herbs would be good to add to that and help build up the system, get the nutrients in to help fight.
Strengthen. And then, of course, I would definitely do echinacea, mm-hmm. quite a lot of echinacea. All those things would be very beneficial. Let's go on to the other phone line. It's Cameron. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I would like to know what you know about, a little bit more about the fluoride, and also there's a product that I heard over the radio today, emerald green powder. If you know of something, the equivalent, or if there's only one source of something like that. But about the fluoride, I understand that there are several kinds of fluoride. One is aluminum fluoride, and another is, if I'm not mistaken, magnesium fluoride or something along that line. And if you can talk about that a little bit, because I know that magnesium helps the body absorb calcium. But aluminum is toxic. Nobody takes aluminum because it's a steel-making byproduct. So if you could address those two topics, some sort of a green powder spirulina or something, and the various kinds of fluoride. Again, I think the aluminum fluoride is what they're putting in the water they put in the toothpaste. As a interesting point, I have stopped using any toothpaste for about the last 3 months. And I use some herbal powders once in a while and some baking soda once in a while, but normally I just brush my teeth very well with just water. And I have noticed the brown mottling on my teeth has gone away. I'm very pleased.
Good.
So that's all that I will say, and I will listen now.
Okay, thanks, Cameron.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 470-1400. That brings up some interesting points. It's not aluminum fluoride that we're talking about that they're putting in the water. It's actually sodium fluoride that's created as a byproduct of the aluminum industry.
Right.
Cameron's probably right. There can be a lot of different types of fluoride out there, and that's because you have to understand the nature of fluorine. And so here we're talking about fluorine, not fluoride. But our county health director is the one that brought that up. He, in the Herald, was quoted as saying that fluorine was a necessary
element.
So, see, we changed the debate here, okay, away from fluoride to fluorine. Is fluorine a necessary element? Not according to the National Academy of Science. In order to be a...
essential element?
He used element because he knows that National Academy of Sciences has rejected fluoride as being a
nutrient.
So he changes the term to element and then changes the fluoride to fluorine, because the reason for doing that is because they've changed what they're adding to the water. They're not adding sodium fluoride to most water systems now. 90% of the water systems in the United States, they're adding fluorosilicic acid,
mm-hmm.
which means you've got fluorine attached to silica. Basically, what the EPA has said is that there's no difference in fluorine, whether you get it from a silica base or from a sodium base. Fluorine is fluorine. And so, without doing any studies, they went ahead and started using fluorosilicic acid in the water systems.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do much to get that. Just like you didn't have to do much to get the sodium fluoride. It depends on the flux you use with the metals. With the fertilizer industry, it was just a matter of capturing the pollutants that the EPA wouldn't let you put up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so they caught these fluorosilicates into a liquid form from the scrubbers of these industrial plants.
Right.
And then they sell that untreated directly to the
water
municipalities, because already in liquid form, and that can just be pumped in. But you're not just getting your fluorosilicates. You're also getting arsenic. You're getting silver. You're getting a lot of heavy minerals that right now in Utah we're having a hard time dealing with at any rate, because the EPA is talking about parts per billion, and that's in our water system as a natural, if you would, toxicant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot of things in the water that may be there naturally occurring that are very dangerous. And we're seeing that in Utah right now.
Right.
And so do we want to add another one to it? Plus all the little trace that go with it. You know, you add traces to the parts per billion we already have a problem with, you're going to multiply the problem.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a problem. But getting back to the fluorine is a highly reactive chemical. And unlike chlorine, which dissipates, fluorine concentrates.
It's cumulative into the
right.
body.
Right. So if you're at a swimming pool on a hot day, you can smell the chlorine coming up off the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's dissipating. Chlorine dissipates. Fluorine concentrates. And that is what's so insidious about this chemical. You ain't going to get rid of it. You can't boil it and get it out. you're only going to concentrate it. Fluorine attaches to heavier and heavier minerals. And that's why, yeah, you can have it attached to magnesium, you can have it attached to any mineral. Fluorine does not want to be by itself, it attaches.
Mm-hmm.
And like Velcro, if it finds something it wants to be on, even, you know, it's more desirous to be on, it releases off the one and attaches to the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's why sodium fluoride worked. You put the sodium fluoride in your mouth, and it doesn't want the sodium, it wants your teeth. Bam, right on your teeth it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you do get a hard coating. That's what these dentists are saying. It hardens the teeth. For a while, it does, but it's not part of the tooth, and so it actually will slough off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this, first you get the white when it concentrates,
mm-hmm.
and then that flakes off, and then you get the yellow, which is starting to etch into the teeth,
mm-hmm.
and then you get the brown, which is etched even more, and then you get this deep etching and the dark brown modeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the thing that's going to have to happen is that your body's going to have to replace that enamel, which dentists say it doesn't happen. So then they take at $500 per tooth and cap all these teeth. That's fairly expensive.
It is.
You know, modeling is they call it a cosmetic problem. You see, you have to look at the situation. They're saying, oh, the benefits outweigh the risks. Well, one of the risks is modeling. It doesn't have to be, because the National Academy of Sciences has told us that withholding fluoride from people does not cause cavities. That's scientifically proven. It does not cause cavities to withhold fluorine from population.
What causes cavities is not brushing your teeth, eating too much sugar. The list goes on and on.
And then going to a convention where dentists have a booth there and they give you lollipops for attending for stopping at their booth.
Right. He also wanted to know about a green powder, and we have a great green powder at the herb shops.
What we'd do to kind of equal that emerald green,
yeah,
would be the Jurassic green plus the vital herbs.
Oh.
Those two together, you got the same thing.
You
got better.
You can get them at 188 South Main in Springville or 160 South State in Rome.
Okay, let's talk to Holly. Good morning, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi. I have a little question about we have this bronchial thing going on here. And I'm wondering, we've taken some Mullen Lobelia chickweed oil I made up, and I've been kind of putting it on everybody's chest, you know, the children and stuff. I don't know if I can get anti-plague down there, but there are a few. I've done that, and then we've had some Sensei, and I don't know if I'm doing it rigorously enough. I mean, I'm wondering if I should just make sure that every time I stop smelling Sensei on me that I should put more on, or... You know, I mean, I just don't know if I'm doing enough or if I'm doing enough of the right stuff. Would you comment on that?
Sure.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you. Bye.
We always like to hear from Holly. She has good questions.
She does.
Yeah, you want to go, you just want to be aggressive, Holly. That's, you know, why I remember you calling before and saying, am I doing this enough? And you weren't. You need to be more aggressive in your health field. And slather that Sensei on everybody. Put it up in the air in your vaporizer. Just get working on it, and add some more garlic to your foods and all kinds of things.
Apple cider vinegar in a double boiler. Take it off the stove after it's heated up, you know, so you got the steam coming up. Put a towel over your head. Put that towel over the pan, so you get a real concentration of the apple cider vinegar. You could do the same thing with the Sensei.
Right. Or onion fomentations on the chest. You know, lots of things you can be doing.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of liquid.
And you know, Holly, yeah, liquid, water. And you know, Holly, we have a real fight going on out here, and we need you to be with us as we go to all these fluoridation meetings. So you need to be over this really soon, and you need to get your family over it really soon so that, you know, they can carry on while you're out at these meetings. So get busy here, Holly.
Get healthy.
By Monday, you should be well. Okay?
Sure. Lots and lots and lots of citrus, I think, would be a really good idea.
Oh, grapefruits and orange juice. Start juicing.
You know, juicing your citrus fresh, using that. I wouldn't use canned, frozen concentrate, anything like that. Just fresh citrus and gallons of it. And I think you'll see yourself get over the situation really quickly. Well, looks like someone called but couldn't hang on the phone.
They want to know what to do about carpal tunnel syndrome.
Carpal tunnel syndrome. Okay, we can do that. Carpal tunnel syndrome, they've been using some pretty radical things to clear it up, you know, reaming out the the bones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think all that is totally unnecessary. You have an inflammation process going on there, and so the best herbs we've found for inflammation, to counter inflammation, would be the astragalus and marshmallow. That's in the
Kitty Calm.
Kitty Calm and the
Immucalm.
Immucalm. Mm-hmm.
Those I don't know which ones you're looking at.
Or you can just take and mix it yourself, mm-hmm. Astragalus and marshmallow, 50-50, large amounts. And that's the number one thing we would do for carpal tunnel syndrome. Second thing we would do, and I wouldn't say one or the other, need them both.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing for cutting the inflammation. Then we want to do the BFNC.
Mm-hmm.
And it works beautifully as a fomentation, but it also works very well with the ointments. What we would do is just take the BFNC cut herbs, simmer them for 45 minutes. You soak them for like 8 hours, and you simmer them for 45 minutes. Strain them off, and then dip cotton cloth in that tea.
Right.
Wrap that around the wrist. Put saran wrap around that, and an ace bandage around that, and then do alternating hot and cold packs on it. That works very fast, very well.
Also, taking BFNC orally will help also.
When you can't be doing the hot and cold applications on there, then I would go ahead and take it off, rub the BFNC ointment and the Professor Cayenne Deep Heating Balm ointment into the area.
Mm-hmm.
Again, wrap it again. I would do the saran wrap again, even with the ointments.
Sure.
And then the ace bandage, and wear that all day.
Yeah.
It's going to burn. But it'll be very effective.
Well, just a hot sensation.
Hot sensation, that's what I should say.
Right. And, you know, along with that, we talked about astragalus and marshmallow being taken orally, BFNC taken orally, vital herbs taken orally, all of that. Your wrists are looking for specific nutrients to combat this problem, and so we've got to give
BFNC
it to
BFNC taken orally, as long as you haven't been taking a lot of drugs.
Right. Okay.
And we're talking prescription drugs there.
Okay. Right.
That's any drug. Let's talk to Charlie. Charlie, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, David and Fawn. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Got a question for you. What you're saying about the fluoride with boiling.
Mm-hmm.
What about a water distiller?
If there's a vent.
Okay.
You have to vent the gas. If it's in a gas form, then and the gas can get back in the water and then attach again, you know, and concentrate. But if there's a vent for the gas, then the distiller will work great.
Okay. Also, one thing that Debbie and I tried, you probably know Debbie Ray.
Okay.
Okay. I know Fawn does, because Fawn's talked to her on the phone.
Okay.
That's my wife.
Okay.
One thing we've tried for bronchitis is ginger fomentation and also Professor Cayenne, deep heating rep.
Great.
And that's worked good for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
Holly, did you hear that? You're going to be better by Monday. Everybody in your family will be better by Monday.
Do you know... that's another point with this fluoride issue. It's expensive and hard to get it out. Why put it in the first place? You know, one of the problems is you can't control the dosage.
That's right.
You have one part per million, which is equal to 1 milligram of sodium fluoride per liter of water, and that is the dosage. So basically what they're saying is, drink 1 liter of water and then don't touch your tap again.
And don't.
That is so silly.
And don't eat any canned foods that might be done in Michigan or any soda pops or anything else.
So doctors can't even control dosages when they're doing sodium fluoride tablets. You know, as far as looking at all the different sources of fluoride they're getting. You know, they're crybabying about, well, the problem is that we can't control dosages with tablets. Well, how can you control the dosages putting it in the water? One person's going to drink a liter. One person's going to drink 2 liters. One person's going to drink a gallon.
One person's going to drink 1 ounce.
You can't control the dosage in the water. And then you've got it in all the soda pops.
And the toothpaste.
And maybe that's the reason why people have rotten teeth, is because you're drinking soda pop. Sugar-laden soda pop. Carbonated,
I remember the one guy that we heard on the radio when Clint Miller was on Thursday with Doug mm-hmm. Wright. I remember one guy said, I didn't have any problem until, I had lots of problems with my teeth up until I was 16 and I started using fluoride or whatever. Well, I wonder how many times he brushed his teeth and drank soda pop and, ate candy. Because when I go to the grocery store during lunchtime, invariably there are hundreds, any grocery store I go to, hundreds of high school kids there buying lunch. And what are they buying? Cans of soda pop, bags of candy.
Yeah.
And that's their lunch. And then you tell me that they're going to go to school and brush their teeth? I think not.
And this sugar issue hasn't even been brought up, you know. But that's the main problem. It's the sugar consumption. If the Utah's teeth are worse than any place else, maybe we'd consume more sugar, you know.
Jell-O.
But you know what? I'd like to, just like that, remember those advertisements about, where's the beef? Where's the beef? I'd like to start this little thing as, where's the studies?
Yeah.
You show me where Utah is the number one incidence of cavities in the United States. Show me.
Yeah, let's see.
Quit saying this. Quit resting on your medical degrees. Come up with the studies. You show us the studies instead of saying, oh, the AMA agrees, the ADA agrees, every other medical organization in the world agrees with fluoride. No, show us the studies.
Yeah, it would be nice to see the published studies, and then we can produce our published studies as
so
well.
So instead of, where's the beef, where's the studies?
Right.
You guys, where's the studies? Show us the studies.
Let's go back to
Ann. Ann, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I was just going to change the subject, but if I can ask
good.
A
please
question,
do.
I'll have you answer it. If you're having problems with your lower bowel intestines and that, when you go to the bathroom, can you talk about what would build that up strong?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, we like to change the subject. We get on soapboxes too often here. Thank you, Ann.
One of the things that could help would be castor oil fomentations over the bowel using alternating hot and cold packs. You won't believe how soothing that is to the bowel and how regenerative and strengthening it is. I would also look at BF&C fomentations over the bowel. That would be a really good thing, too. I would look at taking slippery elm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a wonderful thing for strengthening the tone tissue of the bowel. Slippery elm would be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful herb. I think eating properly, staying away from sugar, white flour, dairy products. Meat has no fiber. It has no fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stay away from those things that are going to clog the bowel up. See, we're making it very difficult to move the bowel with the things we eat. So that's one of the things we want to do is eliminate those things that are hard on the bowel.
More water.
Yeah, more water, definitely. Not fluoridated water.
Please.
Vegetables. Fresh fruit.
And that's the we're getting lots of nice berries in.
Oh, this is a good berries. Berries are so important, and people don't eat berries. Berries are very important to the diet.
How about fennel bean?
Now, once we start getting to herbs that stimulate the bowel, if you take straight cascara or straight senna, and you know, they found after how many years, 40 years, that Ex-Lax said I'm actually damaging.
Mm-hmm.
So they immediately switched over to an herb, senna.
Mm-hmm.
Well, senna by itself and cascara by itself stimulate the bowel. But that's all you're getting. Whereas when you use a formula like fennel B, you're actually stimulating the movement of the bowel, plus you're toning and strengthening the bowel.
You're actually feeding it.
You're feeding it. So fennel B is a wonderful thing to do for that.
Oh, Charlie wants to talk to us again.
Oh, okay, Charlie, you're on the air again. Good morning, Charlie.
When I was on the phone earlier, sorry about this. I'm a victim of multiple sclerosis. I'm having vertigo. I'm taking calc tea. I'm taking vital herbs. I'm taking kelp. I'm taking molasses 3 times a day and cayenne. What else do you recommend?
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie. I think first thing we talked about on the program is one of the most important things, those essential fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
So, Charlie, I would look at flaxseed oil. I would look at the canola oil as things to help with this situation. I still think that the vital herbs and the Jurassic Green is one of the most important things that we can do.
Oh, you know, and you can't overdose on them. Just take the Jurassic Green, mix it in your orange juice or your apple juice or your pineapple juice. Drink it down. Take some vital herbs, you know, a lot during the day, and you will see big improvements.
You will. Also, we have to realize that the multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease.
Right.
So, again, we go back to the marshmallow and astragalus. 50-50 combination, extremely large amounts. We're talking 5-6 capsules every other hour of the day.
Right.
Or at least 5 times a day, at very least. That would be our program for this. You have to... See, the reason that the body is laying down scar tissue instead of replacing those errant cells with, mm-hmm. with good cells is because of the lack of nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that we get all the essential fatty acids. We have to make sure we get all the nutrients we can get. That's why we mentioned the flaxseed oil, and that's why we right. mentioned the vital herbs and the Jurassic green.
Right. Let's quickly go to caller number 10 and then...
Okay, Deanna, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just had a quick question. I'm always real nervous. I go to the dentist every 6 months to get my teeth cleaned, and they don't ask me if I want fluoride or anything, but it ends up getting put on every 6 months, and it makes me really nervous.
Oh, Deanna, do you just go in and say, you know, when they're getting ready to do your teeth, just say, I don't want any fluoride, and bring your own toothpaste in. I do that all the time.
Oh, okay. That's what I wondered.
Oh, it's so easy. Oh, and they just keep a tube of my toothpaste in the office, and my kids go in, or I go in, or David goes in. They just use our toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
And so if they hassle you about it, you know, they're working for you, and you know, you fire them.
You just find another dentist if they don't.
And I'll tell you, I'll put a plug in for Dr. Mark McKell.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he believes in fluoride, but he doesn't push it. And mm-hmm. if you don't want it, he doesn't say a thing about it.
They've got a tube of my toothpaste there. You can go to my dentist and use my toothpaste.
Okay. I'll try that next time, and if they give me any static, I'll...
Just say, you're fired. I'll find somebody else.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Deanna.
That's easy. You just stand up for your rights. And Anne called again. She wants to... her radio was turned down when we talked about BF&C. So we talked about BF&C fomentations as well as castor oil fomentations over the bowel area. Slippery elm also talked about using fennel B to help rebuild and strengthen the bowel area.
Right. Okay. How much time we got left, Frank? We got 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me wrap it up with saying this. I think Clinton Miller said it beautifully.
He did so well.
Let's go back to the old days. I have a well, you have a well, everyone has a well. You want fluoride in your well, you can put fluoride in your well. But even if my kids have bad teeth, you have no right to come put fluoride in my well.
That's right.
Right? Well, as a collectively, no one has the right to make somebody else take their medication.
No matter how good it is.
Now, they're saying, oh, we have that right because the benefit outweighs the risk. All the recent studies point out to just the opposite. They can't prove the benefits. They can't prove that this fluoride even prevents cavities. If you look at all the cities that are fluoridated and unfluoridated, there's no conclusive evidence. So they can't even prove it works, and then there are a lot of risks, hundreds of red flags going up with hundreds of studies. Just keep it out of the water.
Remember the rally next Saturday at the Wellness Center at 9:45, and we're going to have David Kennedy on our program next Saturday, so you want to be here with us.
And then do the rally afterwards down on the State Street. Hey... this was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of good questions. And that's what makes the program. Until next week, be happy. Have a healthier you.